Hello and welcome back to Cabin Cast Reacts. I'm Oliver and I'm joined by Chris.
Hello.
And we are here with more Star Wars The Bad Batch. This is Season 3, Episode 3, Shadows of Tantus. No Tom today. He's got a lot of work, but we have to keep up a schedule. So he will watch this in his own time and give us his thoughts. And we'll go from there. But yeah, for now, last time we caught up with the people looking for Omega, and they found some other clones. Also, I got the day slightly wrong. Yes, they got a couple of cadets to take to Pabu. We actually saw them in season one. They were the clones who were being told by the Kaminoans that they were being transferred. So that's kind of cool, but also you see a whole bunch of them and they're all dead, so that's even more depressing. Also the Jotas, that Wrecker says that it smells, the planet smelled like, and it smells very bad, is one of the big, like, walrus kind of two-legged creatures from Star Wars Jedi Fallen Order, which I thought it sounded familiar, and that's why. That's a cool little connection. And also, I think I multiplied the crosses wrong, that the marks on the wall wrong. It's about 150 days, not 300, which is still a lot.
Did you do it as a grid and then times it by 10?
I think I did that rather than timesing it by 5. So that's my bad. But yeah.
Still quite a long time.
Still a long time. Let's see if we're carrying on with the batch or if we're going back to Omega. Because this first episode ended with a little glimmer of hope, but still pretty depressingly. Starting in 3, 2, 1, now.
I can see it being an entire season of trying to get her back.
Mm-hmm.
And then only really managing it at the end, maybe with another death, who knows.
I'm hoping they get her back.
A crosshair heroic sacrifice coming.
Yeah, I'm hoping that they get her back sooner. But
yeah.
But yeah.
The Bee Beach. Do we know where Tantus is or what Tantus is?
Tantus is there. That's the mysterious experimental.
That one is Tantus. Okay.
Yeah. Mount Tantus on the planet Wayland.
Okay. I remember Wayland. I don't remember Tantus.
I'm not sure if they've mentioned it at all or much.
It might just be Tom talking about it.
But possibly. TKs, non-TKs. There's... Who's that? Oh, that's one of the, like, the clones without a number.
The Mysterious?
Yeah, well, the one last time he was sent to assassinate the Senator.
Oh.
He's like, I'm a believer, and then did the electrical tooth thing and died.
I suppose she's not got a scar or something on that hand.
Mm-hmm. Ah.
He did say, I wonder what.
Yep.
He has to say. Oh no. Oh no, they're going to test Omega's sample. Maybe it's going to work really well.
What's that I'm worried about?
Oh no.
And that's going to happen on the day he's here as well.
Mm-hmm. Don't let her test it. Mm. Project what? Project Necromancer?
Surely he would have noticed that if he's standing there waiting for her.
He was speaking to another clone, so it was at least a little distracted.
Yeah. Speaking to... Was it Scorch?
I'm not sure if it was Scorch or just another one.
Okay. That is the one that's, you know, yeah, not just plain.
It is Scorch, yeah. The one in yellow. The clone in yellow.
Unfortunately,
music's interesting.
Clones all look the same to me.
So. Oh. Right, yeah.
Even if some of them are paint.
Mm-hmm. Music is ominous.
Mm.
Got the kindness to thank for that. All three of them! It's not just Kevin. It's Kevin and two others whose names I have not learnt yet, but they're all very talented. It's like how there are like four Newmans, I think, who will do music.
Need something? But who's gonna feed the dogs?
Mm. Okay, I'm going by.
Where's it gonna go on to hers next? Oh no, that's at the bottom. Okay. I feel like we're going to have that shot a lot. We're gonna have a constant.
That's why they set it up in the first
cut back.
Ticking clock. Here he is.
That's a surprisingly light amount of escorts. Who I'm assuming it is. Grand enough. Standing parade there.
Yeah. Seen this shot, yeah. It's the Senate.
Oh. It's the Senate. It's the Great Armada card. I like him.
Mm-hmm.
Every time someone declares you as a target when you're using him, they have to spend one of their defense tokens.
Oof. That's, yeah.
It's quite a handy one. It's the kind of one that you go, you know, you wait until someone targets you and then you say, oh, so you've got to spend one of your things then.
Yep.
And they worry a bit.
Mm-hmm.
Like Zillow
Beasts. Beasts and stuff.
Who's voicing him at the moment?
I'm pretty sure it's Ian. It is Project Necromancer!
It is, indeed.
Yeah. So I'm pretty sure since End of Rebels, Season 4, it's been Ian again.
Yeah.
I mean, if he's up for it, why wouldn't you get him?
Yeah. Get the man himself.
Yeah.
Asteroids. Meh, 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 meh.
Dare you? No, it's a good idea, though. That's spies.
You say that's a good idea, but surely some security alert would be alerted if you do that.
Hopefully not, but it's entirely possible it will, yeah.
I always feel like mouse droids don't do as much as they should do. I feel like they should have like a constant connection to something so they can go,
yeah,
oh, there's something fishy going on.
I'm never entirely sure what they
here.
Do.
This is not the day for this to happen.
Having to deal with unfiltered Omega all by himself.
Not, I think he likes
that. Not diluted by the rest of the... Oh, of course he does.
He definitely likes that.
Like, he transmitted the warning last time, Plan 88.
Yeah.
He does care about her. It's that simple.
If you can manage it. However, there's going to be so much security today of all days.
Yeah. Or it's the perfect day. Maybe.
As an old man, he'd never sense something was wrong.
Mm-hmm. He's got a bit of a shake now.
Mm. It's getting old. Mm. And he does have a massive mark in his head. I guess you're stealing the Emperor's shuttle then.
Aha!
Ah! Oh, see, they've just got a... Oh, God. Fucking hell. That's not going to go well. Oh, and they're going to get saved by Batchy.
Yeah, Batcher!
It's all coming together. Batcher, even, yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's all coming together.
Nice. A blank check is always good.
Yep.
I mean, not in this case because of what it's being used for, but
yep.
As someone who, you know, it's nice to have it on your project.
Yep.
Whatever it is.
Indeed. Okay. Just a new droid, or is it the same one who just got fixed?
You think the Empire fixes their droids? Go with them.
This is your chance to make the choice. Change it over to Stun at least.
Oh, she's not dead. Oh, that's not good.
No, that's not good. Yeah. He stunned her last time as well.
Mm-hmm.
You have made your choice. That is a way of looking at it.
God, imagine being an Imperial and being told that by the Emperor himself.
Oh, he's leaving.
He is leaving. Which does mean that not all the shuttles are locked down anymore.
Indeed. Just in time.
Ooh. That's a lot of shields.
Yep.
God, they must be really scared of whatever those are getting in, yeah.
Whatever's outside, yeah, is not good.
I wonder who's on shift at the moment in doggy duty.
V-Wing. Oh, nope, that's the ship leaving.
I was going to say, yeah. They're probably all coming from the same way.
Flipping a little bit there.
Mm-hmm.
Don't think we've ever heard him raise his voice before.
No.
With a data pad. She must have been aware that would probably happen.
Yeah.
My favourite alarm.
Without Omega, they don't have anything to
necessarily
force her to work with.
As long as they still need her, then yeah, she's essentially still safe. Right.
That's not too much of a surprise. If you're looking at the data pad as you run through a dark forest.
Indeed.
Is that the lurker or is that something else? The pads,
that's
or?
Something else.
That's the something else. Ooh. Dyrax.
Oh boy. Dry-ax.
That looks like a saber-toothed tiger bear.
Yeah. And that's the dogs. And that's their primary objective, so they're dealing with that right now.
Yeah. Good doggies. Good job, follow Helmut. Orders.
Gonna find the thing.
Yep. Slightly delayed though, because.
Yep.
She was doing that. She was over there.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if they do manage to escape, they are going to be hunted even more viciously once that blood gets tested.
Yep.
Oh no. Yeah, crosshair.
Yeah. Pain. Joy, but also pain.
Yeah.
Oh, it's okay. The only TK is Crosshair. You'll be fine. That's a bit more of a problem.
They are the first of the TKs, though.
Yeah.
Which I imagine, if anything, to be the most competent of them, or the most eager. Directly very trained true.
By commandos. Yeah, but he's got his shake.
Hmm. Yay!
Batcher!
Oh, is Batcher going to come with them? Oh, I hope Batcher goes with them.
New member of the Bad Batch.
You're going to be the replacement tech.
We give him the goggles.
Hmm. Oh. Now you're stealing their shuttle.
Yeah.
It's progressing through the shuttles.
It is. Oh boy, that's less good.
Uh-oh.
That was pretty awesome.
God, the Emperor's not going to be happy at all. No. Just after they said, you will have all of the resources you need. You do this.
Go,
yeah,
Batcher.
Be okay, Batcher, be okay.
Not out of the woods yet.
No.
And that's the sample.
Rhythmic beeping.
Oh no. Oh no. Yep.
Now they're really going to want to not kill them.
Too important.
Yeah. Find them later.
But that does also confirm
that
it was being hidden from them.
Yeah. And they know who was doing the tests, so.
Mm-hmm. Come on, Emery.
Gotta have a change of heart at some point.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that was very, very tense the whole time. A lot of action. A lot of tension. A lot of sneaking. And also great to see Crosshair coming on board. And they got Batcher, which was good. A lot of good stuff too. Chris is on Deafen, so he's speaking to someone or something right now, so that's why he's being rather quiet. So I'll just keep rambling. Omega was not messing around there. She was on it. That was pretty awesome. Especially that shot where she came out and started shooting to cover Crosshair as he was going in. That was very cool. And they got Batcher. That's good. Happy about that. So yeah. Excited to see what happens next. In theory, Wrecker and Hunter are in the area. Because they were given a new sector. Hopefully that's this sector, so they might find them a bit sooner. And I guess we'll see. Their ship was damaged, so they might still have some troubles before they get back to the squad. And yeah, as we expected, Omega's M count connect match thing happened, which is not good. But yeah, great to see her and Corsa working together. Great to see Palpatine, of course, as well. It's as menacing as ever, and we got the drop of Project Necromancer, which is very concerning, very dangerous. That thing was certainly dangerous. That big beastie that was beyond the walls. Big lizard man kind of thing. But yeah, luckily they sent out the hounds, which actually made life a bit easier. And Hemlock was wrong, because Batcher survived for at least a few days by himself. Give him a chance, and it was all right. Hello, the Chris.
Hello, the Chris is back.
I was just talking through the thing and being like, wow, Chris really isn't giving me anything here. he's not here. Okay, that's fair.
Sorry.
So I've gone through most of my thoughts, so what are yours?
Well, let's hope I'm not replicating anything, but I'm glad that they had a nice three episode arc of, mm-hmm. of their escape. I guess two episode arc, sort of, with a delay in the middle.
You need that middle episode to, I imagine, because they said, oh, we're in the next sector.
Hmm.
You need that one to be like, okay, well, that's why they're there already. Mm-hmm. Quite close.
And it's good. Yeah, it's good to break it up a bit as well.
Absolutely. Especially as it's all just released at once, so you're breaking it up while not breaking it up.
Yeah, and we get to see in on how all the others are doing without Omega.
Indeed.
Rather than immediately going back to having her again.
Absolutely.
Nice escape.
I was saying the ship is damaged. So
it is damaged.
They're not out of the woods yet.
They're not, and I don't think they're going to be out of the woods until the end of the season, because with the full resources of the Empire in his back,
yeah,
it's going to be quite relentless.
Yeah, it's not going to be over until they... we know that Necromancer to an extent works.
Yes.
So either it's going to have not the ending we want, or
they're going to have to
set back the progress like by destroying that facility, and he's going to have to start again.
Maybe.
That's the only real alternative I can think of. So... And doing that's going to be no easy feat in and of itself. I guess we'll see.
We've got a new member.
We've got
of
a
the...
new member of the Bad Batch, Batcher. Yeah, that's very cool. Very exciting.
Second female one as well, I think.
Yeah. Yeah, indeed.
Another gal around the ship.
Indeed. I was saying it's good that it's sort of proving Hemlock wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Just given a chance to survive, and she did. He lost his composure there for the first time, because he clearly has a lot riding on this project to gain more power, more science power within the Empire. Yep.
I wonder what he'd try and do with his more science power.
Indeed. I both do and do not want to find out.
If Tom was here, he'd say, obviously he was involved in blah, 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 and blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, he probably was. Yeah. Excited to see everyone get back together, if they do manage to get back together.
I should certainly hope so. I think we should I'm
sure they will at some point. I don't know if it will be yet, or if there are going to be more issues first.
More adventures of Crosshair and Omega.
Crosshair and Omega. I did really love their relationship in this one.
It worked really well.
It worked so well. Yeah, it was very good. So that was a lot of fun. We'll leave this here. We might have a reaction from Tom. I might try and get him to record it so he can put that up as well. Or we might not. But we'll leave this one here and we'll see you in the next one. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Cabin Cast. For more episodes, go to www.cabincast.podbean.com or use the Podbean app. You can now also find us on iTunes and Pocket Casts under Cabin Cast and on YouTube. There are uploads there on my mind. Finally, you can find us on Facebook at www.facebook.com/cabincast. Thank you for listening and we'll see you next time. We'll be right back.